His poem is called Playboy, after the magazine, Playboy magazine, edited by Hugh Hefner. The magazine in which I saw my first images of naked women's bodies. Bodies which, retrospectively, maybe were not entirely realistic, if you want to put it like that. I guess if you're a kid, the first entirely naked women's bodies you see are from concentration camp footage, at least in my generation, and then Playboy magazine, if your father is considerate enough to subscribe to it. But the premise for the poem, or the curiosity in the poem, was one day I wondered what my mother thought about having Playboy magazine in the house when she was probably 31 years old, and these bodies of naked women with an unfair competitive advantage were scattered around the house. So here's the poem, Playboy. Those Playboy magazines my father imported into the house in 1960 and kept in the big wicker basket in the den, except for the latest issue, which he placed in the black wire rack under the bathroom sink. What did my 30-year-old mother think of them? Those other women appearing there one day with that sleepy, voluptuous expression as if they had just been hatched from eggs, fully formed and yawning, smelling of milk and lotion. That was before the sisterhood concept had really gotten off the ground. So I bet my mom didn't see Miss April as an exploited poker chip in the historical casino of sexual capitalism. And how could she sympathize with Miss December, that dimwit, accidentally caught out in the snow, wearing nothing but a fluffy bunny tail and 5-inch heels? Maybe she wiped away a sparkle of urine where the seat had been left down again. Maybe she said to herself out loud, housework times fornication divided by taken for granted equals decade of burnt meatloaf. I wish she had, but I doubt it. I wish I could go back and defend her from her life, whose door at that moment was slowly drifting shut. I wish I could know what those hours were like in the empty, air-conditioned house when no one was around to watch the wall clock making its loud talk, her life slipping into its socket with a click, some stranger in the bathroom showing her titties. It was a big, lonely world for a girl just starting to get suspicious about the way the world was stapled together, holding a boy's magazine in her hand, feeling the beginning of her own invisibility, and pulling her robe a little tighter.